A very good afternoon, brothers and sisters and friends. It is with God's grace that we are here today to worship Him and to listen to His words. This is already the second week of 2018. And in every new year, I'm sure most of us here would have, in one way or another, we have a new year resolutions. So, have you made one already? Have you made your new year resolutions already? Or have you already broken one? And what is your new year resolution for this year? And how many did you have? About 10? I think that's what most people have on their list. And we like to make a long list of promises. And that's how we try to get by with our lives. 10 is a good number, it's a whole number. And the most common resolutions is losing weight. You know, but how do you lose weight? Because that is a big category. So how are you going to lose weight? So we need to have smaller goals to achieve that. To eat well, to eat less, to go to the gym, to wake up early in the morning, to go for a run. For me, you can see, I do not need to lose weight. I have to put on weight. So I have to eat more. I have to eat well as well. I have to go to the gym. I have to wake up early in the morning to run as well. And I've been doing this for many years. As you can see, I'm still the same. So I am what I am. I've tried that many times, and I'm still the same, so I gave up. And what about for the last few years? Have you tried keeping to your promise, your promises? How many New Year resolutions have you made? Or are you able to keep for the whole year, for the entire year? Research from a Europe site in 2013, they found that only 8% of the resolutions were kept for the entire year. That's about 1 in 10, isn't it? So where are the other 9? This is our title for this afternoon. I know it's not easy, and I too failed to keep most of my New Year resolutions. But I have since learned one important lesson, and hopefully in the scriptures today, we will see just that. The story for this afternoon scripture is about Jesus healing 10 men. And 10 men with leprosy. It is a type of various type of skin diseases, but only one of them went back to Jesus and thanked him and praised God for what he had received. So the lesson we shall learn is about thanksgiving. It's a good start for the year. Thanksgiving. We need to learn how to appreciate things and show our gratitude to what God has done in our life. I'm sure if we appreciate and thank God for everything, we will start to see our life and this world differently. In fact, I'm pretty sure that we can achieve more, we can achieve a lot more in our life than setting the same New Year resolution year after year. So what is thanksgiving? First of all, let us look at how precious thanksgiving is, really is to all of us here. How precious is thanksgiving? The first one is the benefactors is many, but thanksgiving is few. In a scripture, we read that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was walking along the border of Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy saw him, met him, but they stood at a distance and they called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master! Have pity on us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. And that's verse 14 onwards. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. So in the story, we know there are 10 lepers who received the benefits of healing from Jesus. Now, the question here may raise is that were there just only 10 men with leprosy? or were they even more? But the number of lepers is not important here, just like how long your list of your New Year resolution is. It's not important. What is important is that it is showing that many received benefits from God, but only a few realize that they should give thanks to God. You see, these people are considered the outcasts, the 10 lepers. They are unclean according to the Jewish law, and perhaps they are under a curse, some sort of a curse. Hence, they have to live outside, away from the gate, from the main population. So as Jesus entered the village, they would be the first few to see him. But they had to stand at a distance, as we read. And so they yell out and call out to him. And in the book of Numbers, chapter 5, verse 2, God commanded through Moses that anyone who is unclean should stay outside of their camp, because God dwelt inside the camp. So God is clean, God is holy. And the hymns that we sing, holy, 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 God is holy. But those who are unclean will have to be separated from God. And so they live outside of the camp. But how does these lepers know about Jesus? Who is Jesus? How did they know that Jesus can heal? Jesus can clean them? You see, by that time, Jesus would already be near to his end of his ministry. He was on his way to Jerusalem, and that would be his last entry into the holy city. And that would be where he would be betrayed and crucified on a cross. So by then, Jesus would have already performed many miracles. And one of them was the healing of a leper. That was in Luke chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. And in that story, Jesus reached out his hand and touched that leper, and immediately he was healed. As compared to our story here, Jesus did not touch the 10, but Jesus asked them to go and see the priest. Jesus didn't even get near to them. And it was not immediate, because the scripture tells us that as they went, they were cleansed. And similarly, Jesus asked them to go and see the priest, and that is their customary. So you see, many people come to seek his help because they know that Jesus can perform wonders, Jesus can heal them. But only a few thanksgiving was given. Is thanksgiving that precious to us that it has become so difficult to come out from us? So there are many that seek help, but thanksgiving is few. So we saw that the 10 lepers stood at a distance and they call out in a loud voice, "Jesus, masters, have mercy, have pity on us." They were desperate. They wanted to be clean. They wanted to go back to the society. So they were seeking for help. And this is their lucky day, because Jesus was passing by and entering into the village. So I guess many of us would take for granted what God has done in our lives and what God is doing for us now. We only see the bad things that happen in our lives or to ourselves, and we complain. The small little things, like the food is not tasty, the water is too cold when you're in the shower, or now the weather is too hot. We even try in our own ways to make them right. So perhaps that's where we resort to making resolutions every start of the year to keep us on track. So don't get me wrong, setting goals is a good practice. It keeps us on track. And I would encourage all of you to do that. But if we try too hard on our own, all we see perhaps and maybe is the negative things that happened in our life. And we may be like the 9 lepers, who probably think that only by following the rituals, by following the rules, they have to follow the rituals of cleansing so that they may be accepted back to their community as soon as possible. And that's where they disappeared. All they cared was getting back to their normal lives. So, another reason is keeping ceremony is many, but thanksgiving is few. In verse 14, in the first part, when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." And this is what the lepers had to do to be accepted back to their own community. So they had to be inspected by the priest to make sure that they are clean again. So before they joined back to the community, they had to perform a certain offering, rituals, and be inspected. What is happening here was that these lepers were following the rules. They had to do this before they can get back to their normal lives. But what they did not do was appreciate what Jesus had done in the first place. And what Jesus had done was what they wanted, what they longed for a long time, and that is to get well. Only one of them realized what happened was from God. So he turned back to thank Jesus and praise God. How wonderful he was. So many are still engrossed with the rules and regulations, with things that we need to get completed, with things that we need to do, that we forget about thanksgiving. The fact that they went, the lepers, it means that they believe in what Jesus said. So there are many that believed, but only a few that give their thanksgiving. And this is the second part of verse 14. And as they went, they were cleansed. And because they believe in Jesus, they just went. They believe in what Jesus said, because Jesus said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And off they went. And they were cleansed. They had the faith in Jesus, in what Jesus said. And this is what we need to have as well. Faith in Jesus, faith in our Lord. We need to keep our faith in what Jesus has done for us and what he said to us. That is why we recite the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, isn't it? To keep our faith, to remind us to keep our faith on Jesus. So these 10 lepers knew that Jesus has the power to heal them, has the power to cure them. And they call Jesus Master. And the word used in Matthew, the word master used in Matthew, is referring to someone with the power to do miracles. And so obviously, if the lepers used that word, they knew that Jesus is somebody. They knew that Jesus can heal them. So they actually believed in him and acted upon what they were told by Jesus. And so in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." How nice is this? This is from Jesus. "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." What does it mean? It means that Jesus wants us to come and see him. "Come to me," Jesus said. And he knows that we are a bunch of worrying people, a weary people, and we are also obsessed with achieving things, achieving our goals. And if we believe in him, we should believe in what he said, shouldn't we? Jesus said he will give us rest. You see, here only one came back to Jesus. What happened to the other 9? They obviously didn't realize that Jesus is the source of healing and also the resting point. The other 9 went back to their normal ways, to their old selves. They went back to do what they need to do to see the priest, to get the certificate of cleanliness so that they can go back to their family. If we believe in Jesus, we should believe in what he said. In this busy time of our lives, of this year, let us go to Jesus and find our rest. So let us be thankful and praise our Lord God for what He has done in our lives and what He's going to do for us. So now we know that how precious Thanksgiving is. So let us look at what Thanksgiving is. What is a true Thanksgiving? And this is our second point for this afternoon. Well, first of all, it is a personal gratitude. In the first part of verse 15, one of them. So one of them was healed. He came back and he praised God. This one leper did not go with the crowd. Instead, he chose to act by himself the gratitude he was desired to give to Jesus because he realized that he was clean. This one leper did not go away blindly. Instead, he recognized and he was aware that he was healed as he went. He did not get carried away by the fact that he could get back to a normal life after seeing the priest. Instead, he saw what happened to himself, and he had the desire to thank God. He knew that it was not because of his own effort at calling and yelling at Jesus when he saw him. And it was not because of the work of the other nine that yelled together and get the attention of Jesus. And therefore, he has got a chance to be cured. He realized that it was Jesus who has cleansed him. So this leper had put on his focus on the right source, the source of how he was healed. It is a source that he trusts, a source that he's been waiting for, a source that he has longed for, a source he recognized and he appreciated. So he did not wait. He wasted no time to go back to see the priest. But instead, he chose to go back to his source of healing. And so a true thanksgiving is also an immediate gratitude. And in the middle part of verse 15, we can see that when he saw he was healed, he came back. It is important for us to recognize that we are receiving benefits from God and to praise Him immediately, not afterwards. This one leper wasted no time. And by doing so, he brought a strong signal to those who witnessed the whole story. A signal that brings glory to our Father in heaven. A signal that brings glory to Jesus, our Lord. He became a witness of Jesus. He witnessed the power of Jesus and through his testimony. He was overjoyed, and we can have the sense that he couldn't wait to thank God and praise Him. He truly is thankful for what Jesus has done to him. And that is why he wasted no time to go back and thank Jesus. He did not violate any law. In fact, he received a good thing from God, and he could not wait to give thanks to God. And that was his immediate gratitude, his response to God. Brothers and sisters, this is also what God wants us to do. In James chapter 1, verse 17, it tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So God wouldn't change. To God, a promise is a promise. Ask yourself, when was the last time you give thanks to God? Is thanksgiving too precious to us that we keep it to ourselves or we keep it to our best friends and we are afraid to lose it? Should not thanksgiving be poured out from us, from inside of us? Should it not be from our hearts? A true thanksgiving is a heartfelt gratitude. And this is part C of verse 15, praising God in a loud voice. So that one leper, he knew that he was healed by God. Thus he praised God in a loud, loud voice. He gave all the glory to God. he was telling other people what God had done to him by doing so, because it was a loud voice. And it was from his heart. It is a gratitude, because it is from his heart. And by doing that, he also recognized Jesus as the divine authority, and therefore, Jesus is also from God. And he is certainly worthy of the title Master, just like the 10 lepers who call Jesus Masters. Indeed, Jesus is the Son of God. He is the very Jesus that died on the cross for our sins, so that we can be reconciled with God. He is our source to God, the only way to God. He is the very Jesus that rose from the dead and appeared to the disciples, so that we can find rest in him, because he has victory. Therefore, it is not about us, for we are all sinners. And while we are all sinners, Jesus died for us. Therefore, a true thanksgiving is also a humble gratitude. And this is in verse 13. And they call out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." By calling Jesus Master, the 10 lepers put themselves as a subordinate, a lower level to Jesus. They are in contrast to those Jewish insiders who see themselves as the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, that they know everything about the law and that they were above everyone else. But Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, said that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill them. And he further explained that unless your righteousness surpasses of that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the laws, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of God. This is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. So here, Jesus is telling us that it is all about righteousness. It is not about how much law you know, how good you are in the Bible. It is about the inwards inside us, the things that we do from our heart, not the knowledge of the law. And also in verse 16, we can see that the leper, the one that came back to Jesus, he threw himself at the feet of Jesus. That is another humble act from this one leper. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. We have seen a few occasions where someone went near to Jesus' feet. For example, in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 50, a woman washed Jesus' feet with her tears, wiped them with her hair, and kissed them, and she even kissed Jesus' feet. And what was happening in that place, it was ironic because it was in the house of a Pharisee. Those who think themselves who know all the laws, and yet they do not know what Jesus was talking about. Probably this leper would have kissed Jesus' feet as well, for he was at Jesus' feet. By coming back to Jesus and falling on his feet and loudly praising God and thanking Jesus, this leper expressed the gratitude that all of us should have towards God and on our faith for Jesus. And by all these things that he has done, he received the blessing from Jesus. So this is our third point for this afternoon: the blessing with thanksgiving. So what are those blessings that we get from Jesus, from God, if we give thanks? So the first one is receive greater blessings from the Lord. So we see in verse 19, Jesus said to that one leper, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." So this one leper, who knew how to return to God, received an even greater blessing from Jesus. From a hopeful wait, he was made well by Jesus. And even better, from a deadly disease, he found salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was he healed physically, he received salvation from our Lord Jesus, and that is because of his faith in recognizing who Jesus is. His faith has made him well, Jesus said. And this is not by observing the law. This is not by going to the priest. It is by knowing the one and only Son from God that this leper found his greatest blessing. Jesus is the true master with authority and power from God. The fact that Jesus could heal the 10 lepers without touching them by just saying, we know that that is the power and authority from God. And the one leper also get a personal acceptance from God with his thanksgiving. And that is our second point, receive personal acceptance from the Lord. And in verse 17, Jesus asked, were not all then cleansed? Where are the other nine? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Before Jesus gave blessing to this leper, he singled him out as a foreigner, a Samaritan. Indeed, Jesus was praising him that even as a foreigner in that time, as opposed to those who do not know the Jewish law, this man, as a foreigner, could recognize what Jesus had done and praise him and praise God. Jesus did not expect the leper to praise him, but to praise God. For Jesus said, was no one found to return and give praise to God? So in other words, this is a personal acceptance from the Lord, from Jesus. Jesus personally praised this man and blessed him. Thus, from a distance, we knew that this guy stood from a distance when he saw Jesus coming into the village, and he yelled and shouted at Jesus. And so from a distance to now, this man could stand in front of Jesus. How awesome is that? Jesus said, rise and go. And this is the greatest privilege we can have, a personal acceptance by our Lord Jesus, the forgiveness of sins by our Lord. And lastly, the blessings from thanksgiving is unaffected by others. And that is, again, we go back to verse 19. Then he said to him, to that leper, rise and go, your faith has made you well. That's what happened. Jesus just confirmed his faith. Jesus questions about the other nine. But even though they did not all come back together, Jesus still blessed this one leper that came back. So the blessing from our Lord is unaffected by others. It is an individual action that results to the blessing. The leper realized that he was healed and decided to turn around and go back to Jesus instead of following the rest of the crowd to see the temple, to go to the temple to see the priest. His action is his own individual act of faith, and he knows what is the right things to do, and he behaves appropriately. And Jesus tells us in the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin in Luke chapter 15, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is what Jesus said in his parable in the lost sheep and the lost coin. The angels rejoice over one sinner who repents. So in the same way, our faith on God is our own faith, not the faith of our father or our mother, not the faith of our friends. but the faith of our very own. Not because you have been coming to church since young, not because you are a member or deacon of a church, not because you serve or work in a church, but it is because that Jesus gave us a church. He gave up his life so that we can have a church. It is because of Jesus that we serve in a church in the first place. So faith is not about others, but about yourselves. It is unaffected by others, and so is the blessing from God. Leprosy in the New Testament is a symbol of social and spiritual disorder. Those who with leprosy had to keep their distance. They have to keep away from the community. They have to stay outside the gate. They are the outcasts. They are the marginalized. They are forced to wear torn clothing so that they can be separated and differentiated from the rest. This was how they were treated. Are we any different? No, we are not. We are the same. We like to see ourselves as better than other people. We like to see ourselves as stronger, smarter, faster. But Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." There is no difference between us in the kingdom of God. We are all one in Christ. We are all many parts of one body. And that is the church that we have today because of Jesus. And so Jesus is teaching us not to follow this world, not to conform to this world. There shouldn't be any separations. We are all the same. At the end of the day, we are all the same. No matter how rich you are or how poor you are, no matter how stupid you are or how smart you are, in God's eye, we are all the same. So let that one leper who can differentiate what is in this world and what is from God's world. He did not follow the rest of the nine. So where are the nine? Where are the other nine? Where did they go to? Well, the Bible didn't tell us. And the last clue that we can get was Jesus asked them to go and see the priest. And the Bible since then never records anything. So they probably would have gone to see the priest and perform the rituals that they need to do that is required of them to purify themselves and present themselves to the priest to get a certification of clearance so that they can go back to their own community. They probably have gone back to their own world, dwell in a world which is coming to an end, which is not lasting. They have gone back to their own life and did not realize who has helped them, who has cleansed them. They did not realize what benefit they get from God. But only this one leper, after giving thanks to Jesus, he could still go back to the priest and he could still do what he had to do and join the community and get his normal life back. And by going back to Jesus and thank Jesus and praise God, not even having his own life back, he has got an additional blessing from God. We are all living in the same world. No matter what happened, things can wait. So let us slow down and always look at what God has done for us and give praise and thanks our Almighty God. Paul urged us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through to 18, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is God's will, not us. Paul meant that in everything give thanks to God, for it is his will, not us. And therefore, we should be thankful at all time and in all things. We can have a long list of New Year resolutions, goals that we want to achieve for this year. But let us not forget to give thanks, to give thanksgiving to our Lord, and let us not forget to praise our Heavenly Father. And hopefully that with a thankful heart, we can put our thanksgiving to our Lord as the priority on the top of our New Year resolution list. So in everything, let us give thanks to God. Let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for everything. We thank you for this afternoon, for the weather, Lord. We thank you for bringing us here that we can hear your voice, your words, Lord, and worship you, Father. And we thank you that Jesus has come to this world so that we have hope and we can give thanksgiving to Jesus and praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, may you help us each day in our lives to prioritize ourselves, to give thanks to you and to praise you. And that may our actions be visible to others and bring them closer and draw them closer to you, Lord. And may we all do this from our heart, Lord, with our gratitude, Father. And so please help us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.